Welcome, everyone, to Sunday School. It is so good to see you all. Today, we have a special song sheet, so it might be different than what you might use back home where you live. So the numbers are different, so make sure you're looking at the song sheet and you know which song that you're going to give out. But we're going to start off with number 16, number 16. Salvation is a before we sing the next song, we do have an object lesson up front, so if you'd like to be able to see, sitting up front might help you. All right, who would like to give out the next song?
Number
12. Number 12. Number 11. on the other side. Number 19. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So that not one spot remains, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can Number 18. There were 12
disciples. Jesus called to help him, Simon Peter, Andrew, James, his brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us to.
Number 8.
Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus.
no 56 on this song sheet. Do you know what it is? What's the words? No. Somebody else.
What one would you like? This one?
Number 9. Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay, lying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carry, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story repeat o'er and o'er. I think that's probably the last song we're going to sing for now. But there's something interesting here. This boy could say, nobody ever has told it to me before. And by the time this meeting's over, nobody here can say that either. You are going to hear the good news of the Lord Jesus and how he came into this world to save you if you will have him as your Savior. But before we go much farther, we're going to say a prayer and then we'll continue on. Our blessed God and Father, we thank you for the opportunity to speak of your Son, the Lord Jesus. We pray that the words that we use will be simple, clear, and easy to be understood by all. And that if there is any who is in this room, or perhaps listening to this recording, who has not accepted him as their Savior, they would do so today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now, for everybody's favorite part of Sunday school, we get to learn who actually learned their memory verse and who was just pretending. Okay.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Very good. And by the way, if you're scared and it's really nervous to stand up in front of everybody, that's okay. You can tell it to your mom and your dad, too. You don't have to say it in front of everybody. Anybody else? Okay.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Very good.
Again the next day, John stood with two of his disciples. John 1:34.
Very good.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Okay. Someone's volunteering somebody else. Oh, I see how that goes. I have a question. This says, if any man be in Christ. But we're in a Sunday school, and we have little boys and little girls. So I'm confused. Why are we talking about a man if we're talking about boys and girls in Sunday school? Does this apply to boys and girls? Yes, this applies to boys and girls. This applies to any human alive on the face of the earth. This applies to. But this raises a question. It says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Why do we need to be a new creature? What's wrong with this old? Yes.
Because it's sinful.
It's sinful, yes. It has our nature, our old nature has sin in it. We do bad things. Maybe we lie. Maybe we steal. Maybe we hit our brother or our sister. Maybe we don't listen to our parents. Maybe if we're older, maybe we stay out later than we're supposed to or do something when mom and dad aren't looking. Maybe if we're a grown-up, maybe we're speeding or not paying attention or running that stop sign so we can get to work a little bit faster. We all do bad things. And that's a problem. Because God says, if you die in your sins, where I am, you cannot come. He says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's a problem. So you're probably wondering, why am I standing up here with a giant bucket of water? Okay, this person looks like he has a guess, so we'll go.
For the mystery box?
It is a mystery box, yep. Well, I heard there was a lot of kids at the pool, and they were having a lot of fun in the water. Is that true? Did anyone have fun at the pool last night? Yeah. So I said, let's come up with something that I know the kids are very interested in to hopefully teach part of this lesson. Now, there's something with giant buckets of water that my kids love to play. Sink or float. Who here has ever done sink or float? Only a few of you. Okay. So then what else do I have on the table? Concrete. Bricks. Yeah. Now, I'm sure there's some people here who know a whole lot more about concrete than I do, and that's okay. But what can we learn about concrete? Who knows something about it?
It's a solid.
It's a solid.
Before it's dry, it's liquid.
Okay. You know anything about concrete?
Not really.
Not really? That's okay.
It's made out of water.
It's made out of water? There is water to make it, yes.
It's liquid and it turns into solid.
It starts off that way? Okay. Is it light or is it heavy?
Heavy.
Heavy. Okay. Let's see. Who here thinks they're strong enough to be able to lift up this block of concrete? Okay. Can you lift it up? All right. Now I have a question. What's going to happen if you put it in the bucket of water?
It will sink.
You think it's going to sink? How can we find out?
By putting it in the bucket.
Okay, go do it. It sunk. Yeah. Do you know what else I saw? I saw ripples in the water, and I heard a thunk. Did anybody else see that or hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And bubbles. Yeah. But you know, sin is an interesting thing. We like to think that it's just us. Maybe it's just me if I say a lie or do something bad. But just like when you put that piece of concrete in the water, it affected everything around it. There was the ripples. There was the wave. There was the thunk. You know, sometimes when we go to the pool, we might jump in and say, do a cannonball. Has anyone ever done a cannonball jumping in the pool? And you thought that you did a really good job. And then maybe your dad or your uncle jumped in and did a cannonball. And you got smoked. And sometimes some sins, you'd be like, oh, that didn't seem like that bad. But the bigger the sin, the bigger the impact that it has on those around us. And it causes issues. So why are we talking about concrete and it sinking and having this nature? Who can give me any guesses? Okay. Making me get some exercise today. Good.
Metal? Because it's metal?
No, concrete is not metal.
Because it's like rocks?
It is like rocks. Now, here's the thing that I'm going to use for my illustration. God has his standards. It's God in heaven. He has a heavenly nature. And so we could say, God says, my standard is that has to float. It needs a heavenly nature. Float! It's not working. Do your best. Not working. Just try really hard. Do we see a problem here? Yeah. It can't change its characteristics. It can't change what it is. There's nothing that it can do to rise up. It is impossible. You know, there is a man who came to Jesus. His name was Nicodemus. And Jesus told him, you must be born again. Your life that you have, it's not an improvement. It can't be made. You need a new life. You need a heavenly life. You need a spiritual life. You know, so often we like to think, well, if I try a little bit harder, if I do a few more things, I can do some improvements. Maybe some of us who are older, maybe we work in construction, you might say, oh, I can, you know, take it down to the studs and renovate it. God says, no, we're taking the whole entire thing away and you're getting something brand new. Something brand new. Interesting. So what's this other thing that I have here? What do you think it is?
Another piece of concrete.
Yeah, this is another piece of concrete. Do you think it's heavy or do you think it's light?
I don't know.
Would you like to try it?
Okay.
Okay, can everybody see this other piece of concrete? Okay, who can tell me what it's doing? Is it sinking or is it floating? It's floating. Are you sure? It's concrete. Yeah. How can concrete float? You don't know.
It's hollow.
It is not hollow.
With air bubbles?
With air bubbles. In a way, yes. This is special concrete. It has air encapsulated in glass bubbles, glass beads. It has the heavenly within it. And because of that, it is able to float. It's able because it has a new life. It's a new piece of concrete. And the only way that you can meet God's standards is if he gives you that new life. But how can you get that new life? Oh, okay.
You have to be born again.
How do we get born again? Do you crawl back into mommy's tummy? No? That's what Nicodemus asked. He asked Jesus, how can I be born again? I'm a grown man.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. What happens if I don't?
Then you go to hell.
You go to hell, yeah. You're just like this piece of concrete that's at the bottom. And in Psalm 69, the Lord Jesus could say, all thy waves and thy billows have passed over me. All of God's judgment that he's offering to bear for you. If you do not accept him as Savior, all of that judgment is going to be borne by you. What happens if I take my hand and go like that? Okay. No, I'm holding it. Yeah. You know, this is a principle I want to talk about. In Hebrews chapter 12, it says, we are to lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily entangles us. We might have, if we've accepted the Lord Jesus as our Savior, we have this new life that wants to flow. It wants to be in that heavenly character. But if I start adding on those weights and those sins, it's going to drag me down. It's going to limit my enjoyment that I can have. What might be some weights and some sins that we might have in our life? Do we know the difference between a weight and a sin? Does anyone here know the difference between a weight and a sin? Okay.
Sins are bad.
Sins are bad. Are weights bad? They can be. A weight is anything that holds us back. It might be something that's good. It might be working. It might be school. It might be sports. It might be shopping. It could be anything. But if I'm putting something in front of the Lord Jesus, it's holding me back. So in the reading meetings, as we've been going through, we've been talking about 1 John and the new position that we have in Christ. But you only have that position if you have Christ, if you're in Christ. But if we have, what are some of the characteristics that we might have? Let's go to Galatians. In the book of Galatians, we have something interesting. But before we get to the characteristics of the new life, it says something a little bit before that, which is even more powerful for us in our walk. In verse 16, it says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would." We learn that we have the flesh, we have the Spirit, and they're polar opposites. They're complete opposites. If you're doing one, you can't do the other. I have these two pieces of concrete. One's floating, one's on the bottom. It's sunk. They're opposite. They want different things. If you are walking in the Spirit, if you're reading your Bible, if you're praying in communion with God, you're going to be floating on the surface. You're going to have that desire to be in the heavenly sphere. But if you decide or you make those choices in your life to do those things which are bad, it's going to drag you down in your life, in this walk. Ultimately, our soul is safe, but you know, part of this is still below the water. It should be all the way above. Why isn't it all the way above? Well, it still has that old nature in there that it wants to sink. Okay, so what is the nature that we should have? What should we do? We've all heard of the fruit of the Spirit. Let's go down to that. Well, we'll get there. So in verse 19, it says, "The works of the flesh are manifest." So this is the works of that sinking piece of concrete. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variations, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and of such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. There's a lot of big words in there. Lies. Hate, being mean, stealing, talking back to your parents, disobeying your parents. Those are all things that can fall in there too. If you have not accepted the Lord Jesus, that's enough to send you to hell. But it says the characteristics. What are the characteristics of the one that floats? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. There's no rules that says you can't be extra nice. There's no rule that says you can't be extra kind to your sibling or to share. No, God says, I want you to represent me to your sibling, to maybe a classmate, to those at Sunday school. We sang the song earlier today about the 12 disciples. And it says, He has called us too. We like to think that it's just those speakers who do a really good job. Those are the only ones that God's calling to do it. Was it just the 12 apostles? No. How many of the 12 apostles actually spoke or had written ministry? You hear of Peter, you hear of John. You might hear a word here or two from somebody else, but there's plenty who were just working behind the scenes. We all have a different function. We all have a different calling, a different exercise before God. But we can only do that exercise if we've accepted the Lord Jesus as our Savior. And if we have, then we can have this new life. There was something else that was brought out in the meeting, and that was called, now we're brought with this new life, we're brought into God's family. We've received the spirit of adoption. Let me ask a question. Once you are somebody's child, once you're born to your mom or your dad, or maybe you were adopted, is there anything that you can do to undo that? No. You could be bad. You could be horrible. You might not talk to them again for the rest of your life. But once you are part of the family, that bond is inseparable. There's nothing that can be done to undo that. Oh, what peace, what joy, what safety when we realize that we, if you've accepted the Lord Jesus, are part of God's family, that you can have that peace with God. You know, earlier on it says, it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. Did that piece of concrete that floated, did it do anything to make itself float? No. It was given new life. It was the heavenly that was put in it, and that's doing all the work. We read it as God that works both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So often we just need to get out of the way. All right, so let's sing one more song in closing. Number 4 on the hymn sheet. Number 4 on the hymn sheet. A ruler. Let's just close in prayer. Our blessed God and Father, we thank you
the opportunity we had to learn of the Lord Jesus and how he can offer us new life. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. We pray that if there is any boy or girl or teenager or parent or grandparent or anyone who does not have that new life currently, that right now they would repent and put their faith and trust in thee so they could have that new nature, that heavenly character, that they could be with thee. We just pray that there would be new birth today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.